Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects. Here's 936 ABC Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania's Country Hour presenter, Tony Briscoe, with object number 39. Fanny Cochran-Smith recordings.
The wax cylinder recordings of Tasmanian Aborigine Fanny Cochran-Smith are some of the earliest recordings ever made in Australia, and the only sound recording of the traditional Tasmanian Aboriginal language, preserving this language for time immemorial. Fanny was born at Wybalena, Flinders Island, in 1834. She was the daughter of Tunganu Tara, a Trulwulwai woman from the northeast, and Nika Minik, a Papa Loyina man from Robbins Island. The Aborigines at Wybalena escaped into the bush to practice their culture. Here Fanny learnt her language, songs, dances and ceremony. In 1847, Fanny and the other survivors of Wybalena were moved to an abandoned convict settlement at Oyster Cove in Tasmania's south. Despite facing incredible adversity early in life, Fanny's spirit prevailed. In 1854, she married William Smith and took up a land grant at Nichols Rivulet, keeping close bonds with her people at Oyster Cove. Fanny and William raised 11 children, and she became a well-known and respected member of the small community in the Channel region. Fanny successfully moved within two worlds. She was a proud Aboriginal woman who combined her traditional knowledge with European ways, teaching her family the skills of hunting, gathering bush foods, medicine, shell necklace stringing, and basket making. Fanny was celebrated for her lovely singing voice, and in 1899, a concert was held in her honour in Hobart, where she entertained the crowd by singing the songs of her people. In 1899, and again in 1903, some of her songs were recorded by Horace Watson for the Royal Society of Tasmania. 2 years later, Fanny died at Port Signet. In recent years, the Tasmanian Aboriginal community has actively re-established ownership over their language through the development of Palawakani, a program that has revived and reconstructed the many different languages spoken by Tasmanian Aborigines.
Shaping Tasmania, a journey in 100 objects, presented by the Tasmanian Museum and Art Gallery and ABC Local Radio.